Okay, welcome to the Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very, very fortunate to have His Grace Gaur-Nataraj Prabhu, and he's going to enlighten us on the topic of inner secrets of Ramayana. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, are you there on the call?
Yes, yes, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhuji. Danvat Pranam, all grace to Srila Prabhupada, all grace to Guru Maharaj. Thank you very much for joining the call and giving us your valuable time and association this morning, Prabhuji. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So I'm just trying to get the YouTube working. So I'm just trying to share the link. meanwhile, I'll begin with the prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Chalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamadhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagra Jatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitam Hey Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Bhavanibhyo Vishnavibhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nitya Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So welcome everybody to today's class on Inner Secrets of Ramayana. So Ramayana is so beautiful, so wonderful that it is an epitome of service. Lord Ram is called as Maryada Purushottama. And Krishna is called as Leela Purushottama. And Lord Chaitanya is called as Prema Purushottama. Now when we talk about Lord Ram, Maryada Purushottama, so what Maryada are we talking about? What Maryada is there? So this Maryada that we talk about in Maryada Purushottama, what we call Lord Ram. So this Maryada is not mundane Maryada. So what is mundane Maryada? So mundane Maryada, Tapa, Shaucha, Daya, Satya. For example, truthfulness, cleanliness. Truthfulness, cleanliness, even materialists know very well that you should be clean. We know even if a thief, he steals money, he knows that stealing is not good. Therefore, the values that are given in terms of day-to-day mundane morality, Ramayana, Lord Ram did not come to teach them. They are already included. It's already expected that in the kingdom of Lord Ram, that you already follow truthfulness, that you already sincere, that you are already following tapasya, that you are non-violent, that you are showing mercy, it's already expected. But Lord Rama, his avatar, he came to explain to us something very, very special. And that is loving devotional service. We can see in the Ramayana a very big example of Sugriva. Now Sugriva is basically a drunken monkey, so to speak. But he got so much mercy from Sita. He got so much mercy from Sita. All the monkeys, they got so much mercy from Sita Rama. And Lord Ram even performed a yajna. Lord Rama even performed a yajna to cement his friendship with Sugriva. How did Sugriva get such a big honor? So if we understand the essence of Ramayana, then we will understand that the inner underlying secret of Ramayana is basically loving devotional service. The Lord reciprocates with those devotees who render loving devotional service. So Sugriva, let's take that example. We find that Sugriva became so close to the Lord. In fact, Lord Ram did a yajna to confirm his friendship with Sugriva, number one. Then again, when Sugriva got drunk by his power and position under the protection of Lord Ram, he forgot his promise. And what was his promise? His promise was that I will send my army to find Sita. But instead he was drunk. The 4 months of the rainy season, when Lord Ram took a break in searching for Sita, so Sugriva and all the monkeys went back. And when the rainy season was over and time to search Sita began, Lakshmana went out to invite Sugriva back. And when he went and looked at Sugriva, Sugriva was completely drunk. Sugriva was a madman. He did not even agree to come. Lakshmana had to threaten him. Lakshmana had to threaten him. And then, once he came out of his drunk stupor, when threatened by Lakshmana, then he realized, oh, what have I done? And he went and he surrendered to Ram and Lakshmana. But we can imagine one who transgresses dharma. Lord Ram is so strict, he even rejected Sita. Later on we will see, but he accepted Sugriva, because he shows so much mercy on his devotees. And what did Sugriva do? What did Sugriva do that he got so much mercy? So the secret is, when Ravan was carrying Sita in the air, and Sita was throwing all her jewels, she collected all her jewels, put them in a sari, in a bag, and she threw it down from the airplane. And when Sita did that, just as a symbol to find out who will find this jewels that Sita has thrown, Sugriva was the one who found out. Sugriva was the lucky person who got all those jewels which Sita had tied up and thrown from Ravan's airplane. And because Sugriva collected it, and he handed it over to Lord Ram. This service of giving Lord Ram hope, he gave Lord Ram hope because Lord Ram did not even know who took her, which direction he took her. Of course, from Jatayu, he came to know. But then to trace the path, which path did he go? It was Sugriva who gave the jewels to Lord Ram. And because he handed the jewels, that cloth of Sita to Lord Ram, because of that service, so that is the real service of a living entity. Srila Prabhupada explains what is the role of a jiva. What is the role of a jiva? So there is Lakshmi Narayana, Radha Krishna, and the role of the jiva is to be a cooperator between Lakshmi Narayana, Rama Sita. So for example, the wives of Lord Venkateshwara are Shri Devi and Bhudevi. So when Bhudevi produces enough grains, they are for the pleasure of Lord Narayana. Therefore, when the jiva takes out this bounty of fresh fruits, vegetables, rivers, waters, all these things, and offers it to the Supreme Lord in loving service, then the jiva gets so much sukriti, and that is the real role to participate and assist Radha Krishna Sita Rama in their leela. So here we find that he got so much benefit, our dearest Sugriva. After being helped by Rama, he went, but even then Lord Ram was merciful to bring him back and give so much mercy to Sugriva. Similarly, Lord Ram, the four brothers, Ram, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna. And we find here that Shatrughna was a great servant, great loving servant of Lakshman. And Bharata was a great servant of Lord Ram. He was a great follower. Therefore, we find here that they were eager to serve each other. Why? Because being the children of different mothers, usually there is, and especially being Kshatriya, Rajkumar, there is usually jealousy. And because of jealousy, the Kshatriyas, in between each other, they fight for some kind of supremacy. That is a general tendency in a Kshatriya. But we find here that instead of fighting, instead of having any kind of jealousy among them, the four brothers lived with such loving, caring attitude that you will be amazed at the loving relationship between them. When Lord Ram went to the forest, Bharat voluntarily did not sit on the throne, although he knew that for 13 years he is not going to come back. And then when he went to the forest, Lakshmana, to bring Ram back, he was adamant to bring Lord Ram back. He was adamant. He really wanted to bring Lord Ram back. But Lord Ram did not come back. He wanted to keep the maryada of the promise that he had made to his father and his mother, stepmother, so to speak. And when that was done, he gave him his shoes. Lord Ram gave him the shoes. And he kept those shoes on the throne of Lord Ram. and he never even dared to sit on it. So this kind of loving service attitude, this can only be an epitome of loving service, of loving relationship between the brothers. Therefore, these brothers, they in themselves, so we see Shatrughna, one who can defeat all his enemies, Shatrughna, and he chose to serve Lakshmana with great love, because Shatrughna knew that if he serves Lord Ram, with great loving service attitude, then Lord Ram will be pleased. Therefore, Shatrughna was always eager to serve Lakshmana. So this loving attitude there, similarly, when Lord Ram went to the forest, Sita could have decided, I don't want to go to the forest. I can live here waiting for you for 13 years in the palace. But Sita, although she was gentle-limbed, although she was soft everywhere, she was so sensitive everywhere, Mother Sita took the austerity and she went to the forest with Lord Ram, taking up all the difficulty. And after taking up this difficulty of going to the forest along with Lord Ram, Sita did not even complain. After living 14 years with Lord Ram, then being kidnapped by Ravana, even after being kidnapped by Ravana and then coming back and passing the Agni Pariksha, the fire test, Sita, even after she passed the fire test, Sita was banished by Lord Ram into the forest. So when Sita was banished to the forest by Lord Ram, even after going through so much austerity with Lord Ram, when Sita was thrown out, Sita did not blame Ram. Sita did not take any negative stand against Ram. Her mood was only, this should serve the purpose of Lord Ram. Because what is the purpose of Lord Ram? Maryada Purushottama. He is there to be an example for all his praja, for all his citizens. Not even one citizen of Ayodhya should go hungry or should die early or should have any disease, any kind of problem. Any problem, so to speak. He wanted everybody to be equally benefited by his presence, because a king represents the Lord. So as much opulences as there are with the Lord, the king gets the similar opulences because he is a bona fide representative and he can provide the citizens, provided he is pure, he can provide the citizens with that amount of opulence, strength. In the kingdom of Lord Ram, there was never any unwanted rain. It used to rain at night just enough for the crops, and the rain was very nourishing. There was no theft. People were naturally very beautiful. That is why even today people cry out to for Rama Rajya, a king who is benevolent, a king who is pure and perfect. And because in Kali Yuga, most of the rulers, they are reduced to the level of thieves who are eager to fill up their pockets. Therefore, they cannot be a bona fide representative of the Lord. Because for the Lord's mercy to flow, the person should be a pure medium. The person should be a pure medium. He should be a pure medium. And because he is a pure medium, he, through him, the pure mercy of the Lord, of Krishna, of Rama, flows through the king, and all the citizens get the benefit. When Sita was with Lord Ram in the forest, we find a very interesting situation where Sita is attracted to a deer. When this whole plan is going on, Sita is very attracted to a deer. And Sita is so enamored by the deer, she sends her husband, and that's where all the plot begins of how Sita is being kidnapped. So Sita is so enamored by the deer, and she tells Lord Ram, go get me the deer. And when she tells Lord Ram to go get the deer, Lord Ram goes and the deer takes him further and further away. But it all begins when Sita is very attracted to the deer. Why is Sita so attracted to the deer? What is the meaning of this? What is the lesson in it for us? The lesson in this is that Sita Devi, she in this case is representing the Jiva, the Lord's subordinate. Sita Devi is representing the Lord's subordinate. So even if you are close to the Lord, you can always be attracted by Maya. For example, we all go to temple for satsang. And some people may be even living in the temple. But what happens is that even if you are in the temple, when you go to the temple, you could end up talking about mundane topics. And you could be just like the deer, you could be pulled away by Maya. So therefore, if one looks at this world with his eyes, then he is sure to get illusioned. Because in this world, everything is illusionary. So when you look at everything with the eyes, everything becomes illusionary. So, how do you see reality? So the reality can be seen through the ears, by hearing about Krishna. So the reality should be seen through the ears. If one tries to see with the eyes, then one is attracted by illusion. Just like Sita got attracted by the deer. So don't try to see this world through your eyes. Try to see with your ears. And when you see this world with your ears, the Shastra, then with your eyes you will be able to see through the Shastra. So one should have Shastra Chakshu. This is very, very important. Another very important epitome of service in Ramayana is Lakshmana. Lakshmana wanted to protect Lord Ram. Lord Ram doesn't need any protection, but he is the Lord himself. But Lakshmana, when he heard that Lord Ram is going to the forest, he was so attached to Lord Ram, he could not think of himself in any other position except serving Lord Ram in whatever position or wherever he is. So Lakshmana followed Lord Ram into the forest. And not only that, Lakshmana was so awake. One of the names of Arjuna in Bhagavad Gita is Gudakesha. Gudakesha means one who does not sleep. So Gudakesha means one who does not sleep. Such a person is a self-realized soul, or who is ready for self-realization. So when Lakshman followed Lord Ram to the forest and he did not sleep for 14 years. He did not sleep for 14 years. His only desire was to protect Lord Ram, to keep an eye on them every moment. To the point that when Lord Ram is walking and Sita is walking in the forest, on the mud, on the dirt, they are leaving footprints. Lakshman doesn't even walk directly behind so that he doesn't step on their footprints. He is walking on either side of them. And he is always aware and awake. And his wife Urmila, she did not pack her bags. Lakshman, let me come with you. No, she did not pack her bags and go to the forest. Let's go for a picnic. No. She knew that if she goes with her husband, then there is a little bit of difficulty. What difficulty? That Lakshman has to take care of his wife. He has to buy soap, scent, everything, saris. When she is in the forest, three things. Why should I bother my husband about my difficulties? Let him take care of Lord Ram. So Lakshman, so Urmila decided, let him take care of Lord Ram and let him serve. Let me perform the austerity. And it is said, just so that Lakshmana performs his service to Lord Ram, Urmila slept for 14 years. So that Lakshman is completely aware and awake and doing service to Lord Ram. It was said that when Lord Ram was being coronated, at that time, Lakshman was with Lord Ram. And because he hadn't slept for 14 years, so when Lord Ram was being coronated, Lakshman was feeling a little sleepy, because the human urge is also one of the urges of the body is to sleep. So Lakshman let out a big roar, because he was completely tired of not sleeping for 14 years. And when he did that, everyone was amazed at the sound that it made, at the roaring sound that it made. Lord Ram said, please excuse him, he hasn't slept for 14 years. So in this way, we find that everybody is eager to serve one another, and Lord Ram is also not exempt. Coming back to the incident of Sita, when Lord Ram banished Sita into the forest, we find that Lord Ram's intention was to serve his people, praja, citizens. He was eager to serve his citizens. And in that service attitude, he was ready to sacrifice anything in order to remain an example for his citizens. Therefore, the Lord, all his devotees, are eager to serve one another. It is not just that the devotee is eager to serve the Lord, but the Lord is also very, very eager to serve the devotees. So in this way, this loving eagerness to serve each other is the epitome, is the inner secret of Ramayana. We find Also, another beautiful example, the greatest servitor of Lord Rama is Hanuman. Now, Hanuman and everybody else, they were making this huge bridge. This huge bridge from Bharata to Lanka. And as they were building this huge bridge, Hanuman and the large monkeys were throwing huge boulders on the path. And as they were serving this, and as they were throwing these huge boulders on the path, we find that a small squirrel was taking up little grains of sand and he was throwing it in between that to hold it together. He was also trying to bring small pebbles. So all the other monkeys, including Hanuman, started laughing at the squirrel and they said, "Hey, what are you doing? What is this? Why are you disturbing us? We are carrying such big stones. You have such a small body. How much can you do? Even if you want to do, how much can you do?" So he was saying, "Please let me do some service for Lord Ram. I want to see Sita and Ram together. Let me do some service. Please help me. Let me give me some service here." So he was eager to do some service. And as he was doing that wonderfully, he was trying to do this. Lord Ram got attracted looking at his situation. Lord Ram picked him up. And he said, "Oh Lord, please let me put some little pebbles in your service." Lord Ram looked at the monkeys, including Hanuman, and he said, "You might be doing a lot of service by throwing big boulders on this bridge, but this little one, whatever little it can do, he is doing beyond his capacity. Without his little contribution, even there, the bridge, with his little contribution, the bridge can get a little more firmer, a little more stronger. What you are doing is within your capacity. It is so much bolder, so strong, but this little one is doing something beyond his capacity. Therefore, he is doing service with such love. Please, all of you understand, it is not the amount of what you do that pleases me, but the attitude with which you do that pleases me." So this squirrel is doing this service with such loving affection, with such love and care. He really cares for me. He really loves the holy name and he is eager to serve. So please, let him do service. So at Lord Ram's request, all the monkeys, they felt sorry for their attitude. They realized that what is more important is not the amount of service that we do, but the attitude with which we do the service, which pleases the Lord. We might do a very big service, and that service might make us proud and puffed up. And such a kind of proud and puffed up attitude will lead to our destruction, will lead to the spiritual destruction. Therefore, success which makes us proud is poison. But a success which keeps us, a failure, even a failure which in service which could keep us humble, but even success in service which could keep us humble, is far more superior than something huge which is accomplished, but without humility and service attitude. Therefore, we have to realize that the epitome or the inner secret of Ramayana is the loving service attitude of the devotees towards Lord Ram and Lord Ram towards his, the reciprocation between his devotees. That is why whatever Lord Ram did is meant to be followed. Whatever Lord Ram did is meant to be followed. Because whatever Krishna did, you can only follow his instructions. You cannot exactly follow what he did. And Lord Chaitanya is very unique. You can only follow his teachings. But Lord Ram's actions, they are an example. So he wanted to be an example for even an ordinary king, for an ordinary human being, of how to act on maryada, the maryada of service, of loving devotional service, which comes above all other morals and principles. So loving devotional service to the Lord comes above all morals and principles. And therefore, it is very, very important that we realize we have an opportunity in this human life to interact with the Lord. The attitude with which we render service to the Lord is what matters in the end, whether the Lord accepts us or rejects us. So, ultimately, we have to align our desires as per the desires of the Lord. Just like Lord Ram, he desired to go to the forest to please Kekai and Dasharath. Immediately, we find that Sita Devi immediately aligned her desires with the desires of the Lord. She did not persuade Lord Ram, why should you go? We have a nice kingdom here. Everything is nice, we have paid insurance, we have a chariot, we have car, we have aeroplane, we have everything, why are you going to... No, she did not say anything. She said, let's go. I am coming with you. That was the only problem. I am coming with you. That was her question. So, I am coming with you. And because she said, I am coming with you, I really want to come with you. And Lakshmana said, I want to come with you. Ram said, no, no, why are you all bothering? No, we want to come with you. Why do we want to come with you? To serve you, to love you, to serve you. So, therefore, we find that this Ramayana, every incident in this Ramayana is such an example of loving service between the Lord and his devotees again and again. Be it Sita's attitude towards Lord Ram, Ram's attitude towards everybody else, even his father, even his stepmother's request, when she made the request, now you go to the forest for 14 years, let my son be the king. He did not even think twice, because when we are in a mood of enjoyment, that's when we suffer. To the degree we are attached, to that degree we suffer. But Lord Ram was so completely detached, he did not even think twice. He said, Mother, why did you have to trouble my father? Because when she told Dasharath Maharaj, Kekai told Dasharath Maharaj that I want to send Ram to the forest, he fainted due to shock. And she said, why did you have to tell my father? You just could have told me, I would have just gone away. I would have just gone away. He didn't even think twice. He was so detached. And this detachment can only come if we have service attitude. And service attitude means it's not that I have to be prominent in my service. No, I have to serve. That's it. Yes, if there is something... If I am needed to, if it's needed that I become prominent in my service, if it's needed to serve the Lord, then that's fine. But I am not here to become prominent in my service. My desire is only to serve the Lord. Serve. So when I serve the Lord and remain humble, that's when the success, that's when we actually achieve success. So entire Ramayana, everybody does their service to please Ram and yet remains very, very humble in their loving service attitude. So we need both loving service attitude and to remain humble at the same time in order to serve Ram. The word Rama itself means Ramate iti, Ramante yogino. So one who resides in the heart of his devotee is always giving pleasure. So this pleasure can only be experienced when there is that loving service attitude within our heart. So just like Bharat, he did not even desire to even sit on the throne. He did not even think, oh, let me just sit on the throne for a day. No. He did not even think like that. He was thinking, when will Lord Ram come and sit on this throne and let me be of some service to him. Let me serve him very, very humbly. Let me become his servant. So this is Bharat's attitude. And because this is Bharat's attitude, such loving attitude towards Lord Ram, Bharat Maharaj was so dear to Lord Ram. So dear to Lord Ram. Because he saw that Bharat, although he could have technically occupied the throne of the king, yet he gave it up just to serve Lord Ram, just to keep up maryada of service. So in this way, in our day-to-day life, in our temple life, in our devotee association life, we get a lot of opportunities to make sacrifices and to remain humble. To make sacrifices and not become prominent. To make sacrifices to serve the Lord and remain in a very, very simple, humble position in which the Lord is forced to serve, the Lord is forced to somehow be attracted to the devotee. Just like King Kulashekara. So King Kulashekara, I would like to end with this class, with this wonderful pastime. So King Kulashekara was listening to Ramayana. So he is in Kali Yuga. So Ramayana happened in Treta Yuga. So he is listening to this Ramayana in his court. And when he is listening to Ramayana in his court, suddenly the reciter, he explains how Sita is kidnapped by Ravana, and immediately he desires, oh, he becomes so angry, he tells his army, come on, let's go to Lanka. So some of them try to point out, oh king, this happened in Treta Yuga, we are in Kali Yuga, this is, just listen. Really, he's like, no, Sita is now kidnapped by Ravana, I have to go. So he left and all the army followed him. And he went to the shores of Rameshwaram. And when he went to the shores of Rameshwaram, he took his horse right into the ocean. He was drowned. He was neck deep in water. And he's eager to cross the Lanka. Eager to cross Rameshwaram to Lanka. He is not even thinking twice that I will drown or what will happen to my citizens. No, Ravana has kidnapped Sita, I have to go to Lanka and rescue. So he is swimming in the water, in the ocean. So Lord Ram is his deity at home. So the deity of Lord Ram is watching all this drama and is watching that his servant, the king Kulashekara, is swimming from Rameshwaram to Lanka. He's trying to swim. And he's like, the deity of Lord Ram and Lakshman, they are thinking, hey, if we don't go and tell this guy and rescue him, and he will simply drown. So Lord Ram, mysteriously, with his amazing potency, he goes towards Lanka and starts coming towards the king. So Sita Ram, beautifully seated on an aeroplane, they come towards the king and they say, Kulashekara, don't worry. Ram tells King Kulashekara, don't worry. I have rescued Sita from Ravana. You can now go back. So King Kulashekara then realizes, comes back to his senses, and he realizes, oh my God, what was it? Now Sita is rescued. I am so happy. Lord Rama rescued Sita. Oh, now I can go back peacefully. Then all the soldiers, they could not find what exactly is going on. But they realize that this is something very special, and they go back actually. Mm-hmm. So everybody goes back happily. But we can see, just to save his devotee from getting drowned, the Lord came personally to rescue the loving attitude of King Kulashekara. So therefore, the Ramayana, the more we read, deeper we go. So we realize the essence is same as that is given by Srila Prabhupada, that is of loving devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna. So I will stop here. So any questions or comments on today's class, please welcome. Those who are on Facebook can chat, and request those who are on phone can repeat their questions. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. I really liked the class a lot. It was very nice about the real inner secret of service and with humility. Very, very nicely said, and very nice examples as well. Thank you, Prabhu. It was a very, very lovely session. Short and sweet. Very nice. Hare Krishna.
Hare. Any questions, comments?
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Namaste, Pranam. Yes, Prabhuji, thank you so much for sharing all the secrets, inner secrets of Ramayana. And yes, your class was really nice, to the point. And yes, thank you so much, Prabhuji. Thank you for coming and sharing this lecture with all of us. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you for class. I just have one question. You would often say that we need to have both humility as well as service attitude. Mm-hmm. So those two things sound pretty similar to me, because without humility, how can one have service attitude? So I was wondering if you are making some distinction between those two things.
Okay. Yeah, that's the thing is, this is a little technical point, is that humility brings about knowledge, correct? Knowledge. At the same time, some people might have knowledge, but they might not have a service attitude. For example, we can see that one might be humble, very nice person, but he is a bit reluctant to do service. Some people might have a lot of service attitude. I will do. I mean, I'm telling from practical experience in the temple. But all they want to do this, but at the end of the day, there is pride. They want to be puffed up. I did this. It's all because of me. So both should go hand in hand. One of the, in all yogic textbooks, it is said that the only person who cannot grow in spiritual life, in yoga life, is actually one who is lazy. So there are different kinds of service, though. We have service, but service attitude should be there. Sometimes we find that we can give a big class, nice class, but then when it comes to practically cultivating people, to go to that extent of humbly reaching out to them, to serve them, to reach out to their benefit. So we should have, in the sense, if I understand your question, so what is the humility service attitude? So service attitude might be there. In temple we find Even if we find in temples, so many people are fighting. They were asked to help a temple get it all right, get it worked out, the situation in the temple. So when they took over the temple, two devotees were fighting about who will play Mridanga right in front of the deities. They were literally thrashing each other up. We had to intervene then. So they have the service attitude. They want to play Mridanga. They want to serve. But they are literally at each other's throats. I will play Mridanga. Not one person is saying, okay, you play, you serve, let me take up some other humble service. So that is why the service attitude is there. But if the humility is not there, if we do not become, we do not consider ourselves subservient, if we do not humbly take higher dictation and understand that it is not actually the service that the Lord is pleased with, but the actual attitude that the Lord is pleased with. Sometimes even not doing service, just like Urmila, she took up her position, and if she had traveled with all three of them, her name would have been in the epitome of Ramayana, but she did not travel. She took a humble position, and even without being with Lord Ram or Lakshman, Urmila, without being the Lord. So sometimes even without being with the Lord, you can serve the Lord. So Urmila, by not going, she did her service, because that would have been an obstruction to service. So she, with her humility, the more humble you are, the more deeper the knowledge you get, the more deeper your attitude will be there. Definitely. So both go hand in hand. So we find that generally people want to do something. They want to do some service. People have a service attitude, and in general people do a lot of charity service. Even in temple, many people come, they do service, charity. But if the humility does not increase, the humility does not improve over a period of time, then the service attitude can lead to pride, the opposite of humility. And eventually it will lead to a fall. So both should go hand in hand. So that was what I meant.
Yeah, you see, my thing was that service is actually not service if the humility of wanting to do what Krishna wants is not there, you know. So otherwise, you know, if otherwise, like you were talking about the fighting that goes on in the temple, you know, both people want to do the same kind of quote-unquote service. Uh-huh. That makes it, you know, if you see service as just an external activity, then I think that's where the confusion can come. Service is not just external activity. It's an internal mood that's manifested as an external activity, or in the case of Urmila, no external activity because, you know, she didn't go. You know, so I just feel that service implies the mood of wanting to do what Krishna wants, and if you're doing some activity that looks like service, if that mood is not there, that mood of humility, the humility of putting Krishna's desire before your own, if that's not there, then it's actually not service. Even if you're addressing the deity or something that looks very much like service, it's not actually service.
Yeah.
So therefore, I think there's no separation between humility and real service, you know. You only have maybe the appearance of service, but it's, unless that mood is there.
That's why there is also the word devotional service and pure devotional service. So it's a progressive thing. That's why even in chanting, we call it offensive, offenseless, pure chanting. So there are different levels, like you said, that people may come to temple in the beginning, get attracted to the process, they want to serve. But they may do it, oh, everybody is doing it, oh, yes, this Prabhu has such a big name, this Prabhu has such a big name, this, that. So they might all do it just out of, you know, competition or this or that. But it's like people progress from devotional service to pure devotional service, offensive to offenseless to pure chanting. So here the progress, definitely as we cultivate and our devotional creeper, become more and more humble, Yeah, so like you said, it's the, what you said is definitely the highest way, where service is done just to please the Lord, but that doesn't come so easily. and somehow, if we remember this point, if we are progressing towards that, developing that attitude, that focus should be there while doing service. But if that focus is missing, then that is when all the problems start,
Yeah. Okay, thank you, Prabhu, for pointing out that it's a gradation of levels of service.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, thank you very much for today's enlightening class. Thank you for telling us the real epitome of Ramayana and many, many secrets where we can look at Ramayana in a different way rather than just a story. So we look forward to your association again in future, Prabhuji. Very, very grateful to you. If nobody has any questions, we can end the call here. Thank you, Prabhuji.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.